No doubt, lots of Spotify playlists were set up in tribute yesterday to this man. Love is a legend. Me, I'm legendary at it. Flipping on the mic makes me a rapping acrobat. Don't try to swing because you didn't even hang. We got our own thing. That's rapper Heavy D. He died yesterday at the age of 44. He called himself the Overweight Lover MC. And Heavy D was one of hip-hop's most popular and influential acts in the late 1980s and early 1990s. He was the frontman for the group Heavy D and the Boys. And he was known for his moves, his music, and his magnetic personality. Adam Bradley is the author of the book The Anthology of Rap, and he joins me now to talk more about Heavy D's place in hip-hop history. Adam, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Guy.
Talk about what Heavy D was doing in rap that made him different and fresh at the time he started in the 80s.
Well, you've got to think about this moment in the late 1980s and the early 1990s when Heavy D emerged. We have on one coast NWA with gangster rap emerging. We have on the other coast Public Enemy with a sort of political consciousness. And with Heavy D, what you had was a sense of musicality, a sense of the party, a sense of the fun that was always a part of hip hop. He really brought the party back to hip hop. He brought dance back to hip hop.
His biggest hit was probably the song Now That We Found Love. So, Adam, I mean, he was basically one of the first people to merge hip-hop and R&B pretty seamlessly, right?
He did. I mean, here we have him moving from hip-hop to R&B. Just at the same moment, you have R&B acts like Jodeci and singers like Mary J. Blige reaching out to hip-hop. And the meeting in between is what created the pop phenomenon of hip-hop. And with the record we just heard, Now That We Found Love, that's really a pop record more than anything else. It has elements that will be recognizable in hip-hop, the strong beat, the syncopated flows. But it's really a record that's inflected with R&B and intended for a pop audience, and that's what Heavy D at his best could do.
And we're not talking about, I mean, let's face it, the most profound lyricist in hip-hop. I mean, he wasn't Chuck D from Public Enemy or even Tupac, but he never tried to be. I mean, he didn't pretend to be something else, right?
No, what he was a lover man, the overweight lover, Heavy D, as he called himself. He was somebody who had fun on the microphone, and you could always hear it, the kind of tongue-twisting delivery, the fact that even when he was rapping fast, he sounded like he was laid back.
Where do you see his influence today?
First of all, you have his direct influence in the records that he's produced for artists as diverse as Michael Jackson, Jay-Z, Ziggy Marley, and hosts of others. But you also have his more underground influence, the way that he opened up hip-hop to include a broader range of themes, to celebrate the fun and the party that's always been a part of hip-hop culture. He brought that to the fore, celebrated, and made it into a platinum hit.
That's Adam Bradley. He's the author of The Anthology of Rap, remembering the rapper Heavy D, who died yesterday at the age of 44. Adam, thanks.
It's my pleasure, guys. I'm cool, not a fool from the new school. Drinking brew by my pool, sitting on my gold stool. Got a rock that I drop like a horse on a trot. When it comes to making money, it takes me. I know you're saying to yourself you can't get enough, but I'll be back to attack Heavy D. You missed the big stuff.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.